What's good, y'all? Brandon again with another podcast. I feel like I say I'm back every single time, but it's because I really try to go through every day trying to learn something new and trying to get some kind of knowledge to bring. And if I don't feel like that knowledge is important enough to talk about, then I kind of don't like giving y'all irrelevant things that are not even relevant to me. So that's why there's a spans where I don't post, and there's spans where like I post a lot. But I'll let you for sure. You know, I'm working on my clothing brand. That's EV Apparel on Instagram. EV Apparel. That's EVAPPAREL 951. And then of course I'm posting on Instagram, Brandon All Day. That's Brandon, BrandonADDAI. Getting that ready, looking for internships, trying to work on businesses, all the good stuff, you know. And but yesterday I had a good talk with my closest colleagues about quality people and the kind of people that we have around us. And I feel like this is something that everyone should pay attention to, so that's why I'm going to talk about it. And I hope you're having a good day, good night, good afternoon, all that jazz. I hope y'all rooting for the Raptors to win the NBA Finals because, it's the Raptors. Kawhi is on a different level. But I digress, and let's just get into the podcast. Now, yesterday I was really talking to one of my closest friends, two of them actually, and we were talking about how I have a really close friend that I've known since elementary school. We weren't close, we were competitors back then, and we're totally different in everything that I can think of: race, hobbies, the things that tick us off. We were a lot different, but the one thing we really did have in common was that we were really open-minded with each other. And so, and my other friend, who we were almost opposites, just the same, but now all of us are really close. And we were talking about what was the thing that kind of allowed us to get that close together and not have any problems with each other, and like be really close and almost consider us as a the real definition of a family, which is like people that you trust and care about to a point where, you would die for these people. And we started talking about the traits that we all had with each other, and the one thing that we all had, at least with my people, is that they value morals. They value their morals, their core morals. Now, if you don't know about, if you guys can't tell, I like talking. Like, I'm one of those people who you need to, I'm guessing considered stubborn, but stubborn to a point where, to me, I'm not stubborn. It's that I have a way of doing things, and I have such a high success of doing things and the way I do things and then to succeed, that you have to, if you give me a different reason to do it, like a different way to do it, you have to prove it to me. And if you give me like evidence and you back it up for me to sound logical, then I'll do it. So I don't think I'm stubborn. I just like when you back up the thing that you're saying. Because even if it fails, if I had a right reason, if you gave me a reason for it to do it that sounded legit, I'll do it. You feel me? And my friends are like that too. So we really value intellect. We really value logic. We really value our moral code. No one can shake us off our moral code. And that's so gratifying to know. Also, all my friends, I guess in different aspects, we all have something that we're better than each other in, and we're both highly motivated. I have some friends who don't like going out, they're not as extroverted as I am, but they're highly motivated in school, way motivated in school than I am. There's some people who are more motivated in like business and meeting people and like personal growth, that would be me. I'm the most, I think to myself, at least about myself, that I'm the most ambitious towards personal growth and reaching different levels and looking at things differently, reaching high intellect. That's me. There's people who work hard and just and understanding people. I have a couple some of my friends are better at understanding than I am, or seeing things at a different perspective. Some of them, they're really ambitious in gaming but not really going out, you know what I'm saying? But we all almost try to strive to be the best. We're both, we're really highly competitive, and so like it's cool, like it's quality people, especially that they have that moral code that you can't break. Because I try breaking a lot of people's moral codes because I like seeing, I just like watching, I like experimenting on people, see if they'll change or do not change, or they, what they talk about and not talk about. So the people who are really close to me are people that I've put through trial and error every single day, even to this day if you ask them that. Yeah, like I put them through rigorous training, but they're there and they understand that it's just train, it's just like, it's what my friend said yesterday, was a filter. You filter the people, and then the people who can't make it is the people that you don't know, you'll know you won't vibe with, or they will, can't take you for a long period of time. And my friends all do that. And so I guess I'm going on to the main point, is that when you look at the people you're around, you have to make sure that they're better than you in some aspect. You have to make sure that there's someone, there's something about them that you have, that they don't have, oh, that they have, that you don't have, that you would want to have. Because my friendship that I have with my close friends, they cover my bases. I'm not good at organizing, but I have my homie, y'all probably know him, Samir, master organizer. There's some people, just people who call me out all the time on when they know that I'm BSing, or, you know, like, you need people like that, that respect you to the point they're not scared to say something, but also understand, or do it in a way that's not trying to belittle you, and you guys understand in a agreement with each other that there's a respect value there. So, and the respect, my friends are really old school in the way that they grew up. Like, they came from beatings and all that. They're not really new school with all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not, they didn't have the parents that you can talk to and talk your problems out. They had really like old fashioned parents that beat their behind when they did something dumb, and then they brought that up, and when they came up from that beatings, they understood when they grew up why they were getting beat like that, you know what I'm saying? So it's important, because all my friends are reflective, and everyone that you should be around has to be reflective about themselves. They need to be able to do some introspection all the time. That's the three traits I can give for quality people that you need to make sure everyone around your friend group has these traits. Introspection, they need to be able to reflect on themselves. They gotta have a respect value, and they gotta have moral code. Oh, maybe four. They gotta have ambition. And I believe those four is gonna make sure that you stay on your grind, and make sure that your group stay on your grind, on their grind, and that's important. And you gotta be understanding. You gotta, you know, the people just gotta hold you to a high standard and keep you there. They'll know when you're falling below your standards, and they'll say something. And I just feel like these days it's not like that. There's just so many fake people out there, so many babies out there, and how could you tell between them? Me, everyone has a different mechanism. That's what I found out yesterday. My homie, the one that I'm close to as like a brother. I'm close to like most of all my friends, like brothers now. But like the one I've known the longest, his thing is that he gives out all his emotions or how he feels about something or about his life, and then the way that they respond to it is what he knows. Okay, they're cool. I'm gonna need to pursue, or I shouldn't. I have another one that he puts up some walls, and if you keep trying to hit him, like get through them walls, you keep trying, then he knows that you're ready. Mine is that I listen to people, my thing is that I need to talk to you intellectually. Like, I need to be able to know that you have an opinion, even though I don't agree with it, you can form an opinion. So I ask him about topics, and if I ask you the first time about, first two, three times about topics, and you go, I don't know, you're not going to last long. I'm not going to stay with that, you feel me? And yeah, so we all have different mechanisms, and that shows you from the truth or the real. And then from what, how they respond to your, the questions that I give them, is how I know where their mind is at. If their mind is right, then that means that they understand things. If they're able to think upon a level, then they understand how to respectfully treat someone or know what's right and wrong. You feel me? And that's what's important. So it's just quality people. Les Brown, a motivational speaker that I listen to, try to listen to every morning. Before you get on your phone, try to listen to something motivational. He says that if you want to actually reach success, you gotta be surrounded by only quality people. And yesterday for me reminded me that I'm only around and only want to be around quality people. And y'all should too. Don't downplay yourself for nobody, because it's better to have one real friend than 1,000 fake friends. It's better to have no friends than 100 fake friends. I'd rather not know anyone than have someone who is hindering my abilities. And nobody should hinder your abilities, ever. They should only enhance them. If they hinder them, they're not supposed to be there. Facts. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. When you die, you're the only one dying by yourself. And when you die, all your ideas go with you. All your potential goes with you. Don't let that happen for nobody. Don't give that up. Please. That's all really I got to say on the topic, but I don't know why I turned into a priest as I'm sitting here recording this. It just makes me laugh that, like, sometimes you really take things for granted. I don't want to say I take my friends for granted, but sometimes, like, you just forget how right you were in picking them. And for that, I thank God, because I'm truly grateful. And all y'all that's out there that would love to, like, get to know or whatever, or even want to talk and get on here, I'm grateful to know you too. I want to know your sides, how you feel, how you think, because shoot, if we practice tolerance, we wouldn't have all these problems today. But that's a topic for another day. Anyway, I'm Brandon again. Check out my YouTube. Everything will be in the link in the description. Please go read that, because usually I'll be leaving the stuff that I'll be doing later. Believe hoodies out. That's from Evie Apparel. Believe hoodies, but my hoodies that attack mental illness and self-empowerment. Promotes self-empowerment. That store, it's really, it's a great sweater. I love it. I made the quote on the back. It's great, embroidered. It looks nice. Check out the YouTube and the Instagram, because I'm trying to get out there, start getting sponsored, trying to get more people to be intellectually awakened. Even though I'm 19, I don't know, and I could attest, I don't know, not a damn thing in life. I don't know anything. I just know what I know and how I feel, and I'm not saying that's right or wrong, but I do think I have the evidence to back it up for that argument, if you want to argue with that. And I love arguments, but yeah. I love y'all. For all, anyone who listens to this, you're destined for greatness. Don't forget these tips, please, because we fall for everything, so we need to stand for something. And I want you to stand for yourself and for the improvement of yourself. That's the T. Anyway, like I said, Brandon, signing off. And thank you for listening. I'll be back. I swear I'm going to get on this more. I swear to God. I wrote it in my motivational book that I'm going to podcast more. So I will be podcasting. So, you already know the deal. Fly to the money gang, all y'all. You know what I'm saying? Nipsey Hussle, rest in peace. You know what I'm saying? Man, that's another topic. Well, I'll get to those later. But for now, Peace out, y'all.